Today we're going to learn Shabbos Tav Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. I think we're holding on Tav Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, if I remember correctly. I didn't mark it off. I think we left off at Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna Tritz Hachi. I think that's where we are. So the last words on the line are Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna, and the next line begins with Tritz Hachi, about 8 lines into the page. So the Gemara is going to bring another Teretz on the Brisa. And according to this Teretz, it's not going to be a kasha on Rav. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna Tritzachi, we could erase the Brisa from the Brisa the word Ella and touch up the Brisa as follows. V'cham omrim linyan tuma ein or l'ma shemanu chachamim. That Dafka, as far as tuma, they hold that there's no din or of the shratzim that the chachamim listed. But as far as Shabbos, their moda, that all 8 shratzim have or, and therefore you're chayiv if you're a chovel in these 8 shratzim. And that's based like Rav held. It's just Rabbi Yochum and Uri holds that even with regard to tuma, they're considered to have a din of or, and the chum say, no, with regard to tuma, they don't have a din of or. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, that's where they do have a din of or. So, frek the Gemara va'akati li'inyan Shabbos lo pligi. Wait a second, you mean to tell me the Chum and Rabbi Yochum and Uri do not disagree with regard to Shabbos va'atanya, but we have a braisa, hatzod echad mishmona shratzim amunim b'torah, if someone traps one of the 8 shratzim that are listed in the Torah, hachovel behen, or someone wounds one of them, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. And the braisa says, b'shratzim sheyesh lehen oros. That's assuming we're talking about a sheretz that has an or that you're chayiv, but shratzim that don't have oros, you're pater if you're a chovel in them. So ve'ezuhi chabura she'ena chozeres, what is the type of wound that you're chayiv on? So anything that's ena chozeres, that will never be fully healed, will never go back to the way it was. And that is nitzrar hadam, v'avopi shelo yotza, if the blood gathers together under the surface of the skin, even if the blood does not come outside of the skin, since it's gathering under the surface of the skin, it's not going to be reabsorbed into the flesh. Rav Yochum and Nuri Omer, so something never heals, it never returns. Rav Yochum and Nuri Omer, shmona shratzim yesh len oros. That Rav Yochum and Nuri says, the 8 shratzim that we list in the Mishnah, they all have oros, and therefore, if you're chovel in them, you're going to be chayiv. So from the fact that the Chum taught in the Brisa that shratzim sheish lem oros yuchayiv, you see that not all 8 shratzim have or with regard to Shabbos. Some of them don't have or in your potter. And it's a kasha and Rav who said that with regard to Shabbos, there is no machlokas between the Chum and Rav Yochum and Uri, and they're all moda that if you're chovel in all 8 shratzim, you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara answers that the Tanakhama of this Brisa is not following the shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah Masech. Rather, it's following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochum and Nuri with regard to Shabbos as well. So Amar Rav Ashi, don't ask from this Brisa on Rav, because you could simply say that the Chacham who disagree in the Mishnah and Rabbi Yochum and Nuri are only disagreeing with regard to Tumah, but with regard to Shabbos, they're moda that if you chovel in any of these 8 shratzim, you're going to be chayiv. Man Tanakama, who is the Tana of the Brisa who disagrees with Rabbi Yochum and Nuri about Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda, the that's Rabbi Yehuda who follows the feeling of the skin, if it's thick or not. That if it's very thick, then it has it's a real or, then it's not metame kabasar. And if it's not very thick, then it is metame ditnan, because the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda Omer haltoa kachulda. The haltoa has a din of the or of a chulda, which is not metame, because we follow the feel of the skin, if it's thick or not. And the or of the halta'a is a very thick skin, and therefore it's not metame kabasar. So according to him, the 3 shratzim that have or that are metame are the hanaka, the anaka, the koach, and the chomet. And that's not because we darshan from the pasuk, but rather it's that they don't have real or. So mele, when it comes to Shabbos, you're going to be potter if you're chovel in them as well. Aval Rabbana and the pligiyale the Rabbi Yochum in Tuma, but the Rabbana who disagree with Rabbi Yochum and Uri as far as Tuma is concerned, that's only because they're marbe from the pasuk that there are certain shratzim whose or is like their basar, even though they really do have or. Linyan Shabbos modu, but as far as Shabbos is concerned, they'll be moda that if you're chovel any of the 8 shratzim, shvatzim, you're going to be chayiv because they really do have or. So, frankly, Gemara I hachi, if you can say that chamar mother to Rabbi Yochum and Nuri about Shabbos, hi divrei Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, divrei Rabbi Yochum and Nuri machlukato mi ba'ilei. Instead of the Braisa saying this is the sheet of Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, it should have said this is the sheet of Rabbi Yochum and Nuri and those who argue on him, because even the chacham that argue on him with regard to tumah agree to him with regard to Shabbos. So it says Gemara, okay, so tani divrei Rabbi Yochum and Nuri machlukato. So that's how you can read it to add that word into the Braisa. So the Gemara brings a makar for the idea that we said in the Braisa that dafka chabura that doesn't go back to what it was is called a chabura. So boy mine levi merabi minayin lechabura sheino chazeres. How do I know that the definition of a chabura, the definition of a wound, is that which will not go back, will not revert to the way it was, but a chabura that's chazeres the kadmusa, like those things that don't have a real or, and the dam gets gathered together, or there's a small maka where the dam doesn't clump up together at all, is not really a chabura d'chsiv, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, hayapach kushi oro v'nomer chabur burosav. Can a kushi change the color of his skin? Can a leper change its spots? So my chabar burosav ilim d'koy rikmi rikmi. If we're talking about different colors, that a nomer that it says in the pasuk is mamish a leper that has a lot of different colors. Colors. So then we could ask, hi, the number chabar buros, the number gavanov mi ba'ilei. Why would it call it chabar buros? It should call it gavanov, its colors. Ella kikushi, ma oru dekushi eino chazeres, af chabura eino chazeres. Now the point is, it's like a kushi, that just like a kushi, his skin does not change color, so too chabura is only called a chabura if it's eino chazeres, if it doesn't go back to the way it was. Period. Now we discuss the next line in the Mishnah. We said, Ushar shkatzim, other shkatzim are masim. If you're chovel on them, you're potter. So Gemara's medayik from the Mishnah that someone who kills shar shratzim and he wants to, and the Gemara wants to make this dependent on the machlokas tanaim. So the Gemara's medayik from the Mishnah that only when you are chovel shar shratzim, you're potter. Only when you're chovel shar shratzim, you're potter. Horgon, but if you kill shar shratzim, chayiv. So man tanu, who's the tanu that holds that? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Elazar. He did tanu Rabbi Elazar Omer, ha-horei kina b'shabbos, ka-horei gomel b'shabbos. If you kill a louse on Shabbos, it's not the same as killing a camel on Shabbos. I mean, you don't say it's less of a life that was taken because it's such a tiny creature. So Gemara rejects Rabbi Yirmiyahu and explains the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Maskev Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks, why does Rabbi Yirmiyahu say that this is going like Rabbi Eliezer and not like the Chachamim? Ad kan lo pligi rabban le Rabbi Eliezer, the whole machlokas that Rabban Avod Rabbi Elazar is ala bikina, is only by a louse the inner part of a rava, because it does not do pruravu like the other balei chayim do. It just it's spontaneously generated. That was the Gemara's assumption, which is scientifically obviously problematic. Avol shar shkatzim u'masim depart ravin, but all other shkatzim u'masim that actually have pruravu lo pligi. That's not the rabbanan don't argue on Rabbi Elazar, and they hold that if you kill them you're chayiv. Ushneim lo lamdua elamei elim, and both rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar only learn the isra of harigas balei chayim on Shabbos from the elim ma'adamim that are shechted in the Mishkan for the sake of their or. They just disagree with which balei chayim you learn from. Rav Elazar sover ke'elim ma'elim sheish ben netilas neshama af kol sheish ben netilas neshama, that by elim, just like by elim, by killing them, it's a netilas neshama. So to every bal chai, there's a netilas neshama, which includes a kina as well, includes a louse as well, and therefore you chai for killing a louse. Rabbanan sarve keilim ma elim de parm v'ravin af kol de parm v'rava. So yeah, we learn from the elim adamim, but a different quality that the elim have. Not that they have a neshama, not that killing them is a netilas neshama, but that they are able to be parm v'rava, and that would exclude a louse, which is not parm v'rava. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye asks on what Rav Yosef says, that kinim are not part of a rava. The kina ain't a part of a rava. V'hamar mar, but we learned in Misach Saval Dezara that in the third of the day, Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zon mekarnei re'emim v'ad beitzei kinim, that Hashem supports from the karnei re'emim, which is a giant creature, to the beitzei kinim, the beitzim of tiny little lice. So it sounds like the kinim, the very tiny lice, when they come out of their eggs. So it sounds like kinim are part of a rava, because they come from eggs. So it's Gemara, Minuhu Demikri Beitzei Kinim. No, Beitzei Kinim is a certain type of louse that it's referring to, but it's not an indication of how a louse reproduces. V'atanya Tfuyeu Beitzei Kinim. So the Gemara asks, but doesn't it say a tipuye, which is a type of sheretz, and beitzei kinim? So it sounds like the Braisa is talking about kinim that are actually yotzei from beitzim. So it's muchach that kinim are part of v'ravim. So the answer is Gemara. Now over here also you could say minahu demikri beitzei kinim. It's a certain type of min that's called beitzei kinim. So now the Gemara challenges of Yosef, who said that according to everyone, someone who kills shar shratzim is chayiv, very parosh to part of a rava. Parosh is also part of a rava. It's a certain type of insect. V'tanya hatzod parosh b'shabbos, Rabbi Elazar mechayiv, Rabbi Shua poter. If someone traps it on Shabbos, it's machlokas whether you chayiv or poter. Rabbi Elazar says chayiv, Rabbi Shua says poter. So Rabbi Shua holds you poter even though it's part of a rava. So therefore, if you kill it, you should be poter as well. And so Gemara, Amravashi, tzeda ahariga karamis. You're asking a stira between trapping a creature and killing a creature. Ad kalno pligir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua el de mar sover davashen bemino nitzod chayiv mar sover pater avlin hariga afil Rabbi Shua moda. The whole machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua about seda is that Rabbi Eliezer holds that which is not normal to trap, like a parosh, you're chayiv for, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're pater for something for trapping that which is not normal to trap. But as far as killing, it doesn't matter if it's normal to trap or not. Of course, you can be chayiv for killing it. Then the Mishnah said that sadan. If someone traps it for a purpose, he's going to be chayiv, but shalol tzorech is going to be pater. So mantanu, who's the tana that holds that someone who traps shalol tzorech is pater? So Amar Vida Amirav Rabbi Shimon, that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa pater aleha, because Rabbi Shimon holds that you're pater from Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So when a person traps shratzim shalol tzorech gufa only in order that they shouldn't damage, that's called the Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, and he's therefore pater. So the Gemara brings that there are those who teach Rav that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon on other Mishnahis, meaning that when Rav says this comment that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, it's not talking about our Mishnah, it's other Mishnahis that are going like Rabbi Shimon. Ika demasin la aha. Some have this comment of Rav on the Mishnah in the second paragraph of Masechet Zedios that a meifis morsa b'Shabbos, if someone pops a pimple on Shabbos, im lasos lapeh, if his kavana is to make an opening chayiv, im lotzi menalecha, and if his kavana is to draw out the pus, pater, then he's going to be pater. So man tana, who's the tana that holds that if you don't need the pesach that you can be pater? That's where I'm Rabbi Dum Rav, Rabbi Shimon he, Dam Lach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa pater aleha. That's going like Rabbi Shimon, who holds you pater on Lach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. V'iga demasin la, aha. And some have the comment of Rav that the Mishnah aligns with Rabbi Shimon on the following Mishnah in Misach Zedios. Hatzad nachash b'Shabbos, if a person traps a snake on Shabbos, in Misasik bo shlo yishchenu, if he's trying to get the snake not to bite him, pater, then he's pater. But im l'refua, but if he traps it for the sake of refua, chayiv. So man tana, who is the tana that holds that sad in order that trapping something in order that it shouldn't bite you is pater? So Rav Dam Rav, Rabbi Shimon he, Dam Lach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, pater aleha. It's going like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that one is pater from Lach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. And when you don't need to trap the snake, you just trap it so that it doesn't bite you, and had it not been a threat to bite you, you never would have trapped it. That's called the Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So now the Gemara brings it in as far as taking fish out of a yam. Amr Shmuel, Hashola Dag min yam. Someone lifts a fish out of the sea. Kivan shi yavash bo kisela, once an area on its skin dries up the size of a sella, the size of a coin, chayiv. He's going to be chayiv for Nitzilus Neshama, even if he puts it back in the water while it's still alive, while it's still jumping around. Amr of Yosef Aravin, ubein snapirov, but that's only if the part that dried is between the snapirin. Amr Avashi lo tema yavish mamish, ela filu da avar riri. You don't have to say that it's mamish when it's mamish dry, even if it's just slightly dry, that a certain amount of pus came out of it, and if you touch it, it would turn out that the together with the with your etzbas will come a strand from the rear, from this riri, from this like gooey stuff. So you're still going to be chayav. So the Gemara brings a halacha as far as dildul uber b'mei imo, as far as a fetus that's detached in the mother's womb. So Amar Mar Bar Hamduri Amar Shmuel Hoshi Tadal Mei Behema. A person sticks his hands into an animal's womb, v'dildul uber shemei eha, and he detaches the uber from where it's connected, chayav. He's going to be chayav. So my timer, why is he chayav? What did he do? Amar Rav Bar Hamduri Azbruli Baramduri Azbrali, Baramduri explained to me, Lavam Rashesh's Haiman the Tolash, Kishusa Mihizmi Vihigi, someone who detaches koshos that grow on certain types of thorns and they get their unika from the ground. Mechayiv Mishamoka Davar Migidulo, he's chayiv for detaching something from the place that it was growing from, which is a told of Kotzer. So Achinami, by detaching the baby from the mommy that it's growing in, Mechayiv Mishamoka Davar Migidulo, he's also chayiv for that same malacha. Amar Abaye, Haiman Detalish. If a person detaches like mushrooms from the edge of a kli that it's growing on based on because of the moisture around the area, Michaiv Mishum Okadav Megidulo, he's chayiv for being Okadav Megidulo. So Masav Rav Ashaya asks, it says in the Mishnah that we had earlier, that Atolish Meatzatzanakiv chayiv, if a person detaches that which is that which is sprouting in a pot that has a hole in it, he's going to be chayiv mishum kotzer. But sheinu nakuv pater. If he detaches something that's growing in a pot that does not have a hole in it, a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, he's going to be pater because it's not mechur b'lekarka. So if you're even pater for detaching a plant that's growing not sheinu nakuv, so obviously you're not going to be chayiv on something that's not growing from the ground. So as mara hasam laf hen rabise, that's because the atzit sheinu nakuv is an unnatural way for something to grow. That's why you're going to be pater. But hacha, but as far as taking pitrios, taking the mushrooms off of the kli, hainu rabise, that's the way it normally grows. And because that's the way it normally grows, you're going to be chayiv for detaching it from its place of normal growth. Okay, we're going to stop there. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Kuf Chasam Aleph at Chayav Ov.